The Vikings are a better all-around team.
I know, but with Bradford,
so
I
ultimately,
just don't...
you're taking the quarterback over the team, without Teddy B.
Well, you know, quarterbacks matter nowadays, bro.
It's the future.
Down and distance. It's on WGNRadio.com.
We have to do the right thing for our listeners, right?
What do you mean?
They're going to hold our feet to the fire if we don't really... Before we get to our predictions,
okay,
for the NFL season, I want to talk about the quarterback situation. And it's very interesting. We talked about it with Lovie Smith and the importance of the quarterback in the college scene. We talked to LT and we talked about the importance of the quarterback situation. It's just really different how quarterbacks come into the league, how they're viewed, the situations they go to, how important it is that you go to the right situation, the right coach, right ownership, right surroundings. Talk about Trevor Siemian. He's going to be in games. So his win-loss might not necessarily line up with his production as far as completion percentage, touchdowns, things of that nature, because he doesn't have to do that much in order for the Denver Broncos to win football games. On the other side, you have someone like Cam Newton, who is directly tied to the production of the offense because he makes up a vast percentage of the successful offense that the Carolina Panthers have. I want to give you a couple of stats and get your thoughts on this, right?
Okay.
Since 2001, 23 quarterbacks started 10 games or more in their rookie season. Out of those 23, only 8 have a winning percentage over 500.
Man.
And the only one that I see that's currently under 500 that probably might have a chance to climb out of that is Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I think the upside there.
Right? So recently, Adam Gase in an interview said, in his opinion, it's only going to get harder to play quarterback in the NFL. Well, it's going to get harder. As hard as it is now,
it's going
to. The rule changes make it easier for the offense. You still think that it's going to get harder.
Yeah, because the athletes are getting better, Doug. The guys that are on the other side of the football are getting better. It don't matter. It's making it harder on them, but those guys are getting better. Corners are getting big. I mean, everything is the whole game is changing. So even when you change these rules, we're still seeing guys when it comes to the off season of watching these guys prepare for a season, they're doing other things. It's going to get harder, man.
That's crazy.
I couldn't even imagine.
Now, check this out. This is amazing. Talk about the passing game and the evolution of the passing game. How many targets do you think Julio Jones had
last season?
Targets, not receptions. Now, Antonio Brown led the NFL with 138 receptions.
How many?
136, I'm sorry.
How many did Julio Jones have?
How many targets did Julio Jones have?
I can't even guess.
This probably blow your mind.
I'm thinking you're going to tell me something crazy.
203 targets.
I knew it was in the twos. Right? I was going to say 225.
This is the crazy thing. He was in second place.
Second place to who?
I know you won't guess who was in first place.
Most targets.
Because when I saw this, I said, there's no way I would have thought. It made sense, but I still wouldn't have guessed this person.
Where is he at? I mean, like, where is he? NFC or AFC?
He's tap dancing right now.
Megatron?
Calvin Johnson, 205 targets.
Dang, that doesn't even... And how many yards did he end up with? Was he in... I just want to know. I'm just trying to... I'll find out. But that's a lot of targets.
So
man,
what's the chances now? Because I believe the... You can check it out. I think Antonio Brown also led in receiving yards. It was either him or Julio Jones that led in receiving yards last year.
It was
over 1,800.
No, it was Antonio.
It was Antonio?
Yeah, because I think third or fourth was Brandon Marshall.
You're right.
Because he was the one
who, by the way, I looked at recently, is coming up on 900. Another good season, he'll be at 900 receptions all time in his career.
Listen.
I mean,
Brandon Marshall's stats are very, very sneaky.
Very.
Very sneaky. And you have, if you look at him.
And he already told AB he was coming for his receptions and yards.
Oh, yeah, he told him. So
the chances that somebody goes over 2,000 yards, receiving yards.
You
put it about 20%, 30%.
Yeah, I think now.
Is it harder to go over 2,000 yards receiving or rushing?
Oh, rushing.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. We've seen it happen, though. We've never seen the receiving over 2,000 happen.
I know, bro, but we've seen it, but it's not. I'm putting a lot of emphasis on the running backs as athletes. I mean, those dudes, man, are beasts, man. They're not only – because most of them have to go 7 yards to get 1 yard.
Yeah.
Where you can get off the line, come off, catch a ball 30 yards down the field and jump out of bounds if you want to.
Right.
So that's why I say it's harder. But, yeah, we haven't seen it. But I think we're going to – it's going to be more prevalent now as this game starts to change. As we start to – we talked to LT in the last podcast about how – you know, you see how the game is kind of changing where it's throwing a lot. We're going to start seeing that more now.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Jay Cutler in his last year, will he be the quarterback for the Chicago Bears in the foreseeable future? After this year, we don't know. But we can go to one of the greats, right? About to turn 38, going into his last year of a contract, gave a Sunday deadline at the time of his first snap. Gave a deadline to the New Orleans Saints to say, look, sign me to an extension. Early word this morning came out that a short-term extension is possible and probable. And they're working on it, and it could happen by the end of today. We're talking about Drew Brees, right? Now, check out these numbers. If they franchise tag Drew Brees, mm-hmm. Now, just how important is the quarterback, right? Just how we know it's important, but is he this important? And he's a Hall of Famer.
Hold on.
Super Bowl quarterback, right?
You don't even – okay, keep going.
In the past 15 seasons, there's only 9 quarterbacks that have hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. He's one of those guys.
I got you.
You got that, right?
Yeah, I got that.
The franchise tag for Drew Brees next year, if they put it on him, would be $43 million. He's making $30.
I don't know, Doug.
Oh, he counts for $30 million against the cap this year.
Okay.
He's not making $30. He counts for $30 against the cap this year.
I have a.
And that's 20%, one-fifth of the salaries. That's 10.4 players on your roster.
I don't know.
He counts for that
against
your salary cap. So just how important? I know he's a Hall of Famer.
It's important, but how? But
if you, they have to rebuild.
They have to
realize,
because that's what I was about to say.
That era is over.
It's over, and I don't know when this window is closing for the Saints. It seems like it's closing now, and so now you're talking about. So that's a lot of cheese.
$43 million.
It's a lot of cheese
against
fam.
The cap.
It's a lot.
If they franchise tag him,
I don't know. Predictions.
Let's go. I'm gonna go and step out on a limb. And I'm gonna pick the Vikings. In the NFC North. We go out to the NFC East. You already know where I'm going with that one, right?
Where are you going?
Come on, NFC East? Where do you think I'm going?
Oh, Cowboys.
Not so fast. I had to lead course on you. I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm going with the Giants in the NFC East. NFC South, 4 years in a row. The Panthers get it done.
Yeah.
NFC West, my sleeper pick. Hard Knocks, HBO, they're going to like this. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. I'm going to take Jeff Fisher and the new guys to town, out in Tinseltown.
For what?
To win the division.
To win the West?
The West over the Seahawks.
Not so fast.
You have to have the pin up, though.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Sean. Not so fast.
NFC East, I'm going to go Dallas still. I feel like there's going to be, there's still something there in Dallas.
I get the feeling you said that make me feel good.
No. That's what I've said last week.
Okay.
The South Panthers as well. It's so funny to look at that division and then look at the Saints. The Bucs are going to get better. Falcons, I'm not really sure. Then who's the South?
Falcons.
No, I said the South.
You picked that right.
Yeah.
You picked the West.
The West?
Did you pick the North yet?
No, I didn't pick the North.
Yes. That's where
I was. Okay. So I got in the East, I got Dallas. In the South, I got Carolina. In the North, I got the Packers.
You got the Pack.
Yeah, I got the Pack. I don't know yet. I just
I with, I have
with,
to
listen,
see Jordy.
With Ted, with
you have to see Jordy.
I know
he has to be that number one guy.
I get you.
They
there,
lose
but,
Josh Sitton to the Bears.
But listen, Ted Thompson's got something. I got there, but there's something that's there.
Your belief,
as well.
Your belief is that as long as number 12 is there,
not even just that. It's the belief that this would be a different conversation if Teddy Bridgewater was healthy. Because then it would make me have to think a little bit more because that I would look at this team a little bit. Not that I think that the Vikings are that far off. I just don't know how they're going to be with Bradford.
The Vikings are a better all-around team.
I know, but with Bradford,
so
I just don't.
So ultimately, you're taking the quarterback over the team.
I'm taking
even without Teddy B.
Well, quarterbacks matter nowadays, bro. And it's hard for me to go against 12. You know how
you already
I feel
know.
About
if
him.
Teddy B was on the field, it'd be turn out the lights.
You know.
Light a
and
candle.
Out west, I'm going the Cardinals, man. I can't go. I love you, Fish. I just can't do it.
Hey, you know,
you just throwing
that was
it out there.
That was definitely the theater of the ridiculous with me picking the Rams. It was too easy to pick the Seahawks or the Cardinals.
I know.
I know everybody's turning their face up at this podcast.
Yes,
at this point
they probably
in time.
Are. All right.
AFC.
AFC, the East. What are you doing?
Really?
Come on.
Do we have that? That
sorry.
Anyway. That's like the least competitive division in
we know. Football. I'm done.
I don't care if he misses eight games. They're still going to win that division.
What about the North?
Something is telling me.
Don't say it. Don't say they're going with the Ravens.
Yes.
I knew you would.
It's between.
They might get the wild card back.
There's something about that team that they're lurking. They know injuries caused them to have a difficult season last year. They still have a Super Bowl quarterback.
I know. I know they do.
Ben Roethlisberger, Super Bowl quarterback.
I know they do.
The Redhead Baron in Cincinnati.
But I like Cincinnati, though.
They're almost like the AFC version of the Cowboys.
Okay,
Something bad is going to happen.
I get that. But only if Cleveland could actually get their act together.
What?
If they could ever get their act together. Can you imagine that AFC North? Oh, man.
It's already tough.
I know it's tough, but the fourth team in the division is going to go 3-13.
They got that three. Not the chance three.
Yeah, not the
RG.
Chance. Oh, I don't know. He's got some other issues he needs to iron out.
But no, I'm going to go out. I'm going to actually take the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right. I'm going to take Pittsburgh as well. What about the South? Oh, gosh.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
You going out on the limb,
I
huh?
Am. Jacksonville Jaguars.
I might step out there with
it's
you.
It's too
well.
Easy to take the horseshoe and the
I'm
guy
not
named
taking
Luck.
The horseshoe. Them dudes, they don't know what they're doing, dog. I ain't taking them. Well, that's always good, man.
The Jags.
Who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
Did we take the AFC West?
Yeah.
You took. Oh, we're taking Denver, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's going to be in the Super Bowl in Houston? I'm going to go on the limb and say it's going to be the Pats.
Okay.
It's going to be the Pats and it's going to be Seattle. It's going to be a rematch.
You got Russ winning this one?
I don't know, man.
Well, you think Brady's going to be a little bit ticked off?
Brady's going to be a little bit ticked off, fam. He's a little bit upset. That's why I'm putting it on the Pats. That's what I'm saying right now. But I think it's subject to change. We'll see.
And I'm going to go with the team with the most noise, but it's not that loud.
Who?
Gonna go Panthers.
Okay.
Steelers. And Cam finally gets it.
Okay.
Panthers.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Cam finally gets it. Panthers.
Steelers.
Cam finally gets it. Oh, that sounds cool, man. I gotta go, bro. Always good talking with you, though, fam.
To all my guys out there in Arizona, man, Tyron, Pat Pete, don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad. Down a distance, WGNRadio.com, affiliate with the Arena. We coming. We were here. Now we're going. Peace.